Trapped. Story by Chris Bell. Illustrated by Courtney Hopkinson. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Survival.
Are you listening, Tom?
Asked Mrs. Wyatt. Tom's eyes snapped open wide. He nodded to his teacher. Mrs. Wyatt stared at him, then said,
Now, who knows how to signal a passing ship for help with a mirror?
Tom sighed. Why did he have to learn about survival? It wasn't likely he'd ever be stranded on a deserted island. Sure, the SOS beat was catchy. Three short taps, three long taps, then three short taps again. But if I were really stranded, Tom thought, I'd just use my mobile phone. Tom jabbed Koa beside him and whispered, Not many deserted islands around here. Koa smiled and nodded. The class clock ticked slowly. Tom felt his eyes start to grow heavy again. Chapter 2. Trapped.
Bye!
Shouted Tom after basketball practice. Koa waved and disappeared out the school gate. The rest of the team had already been picked up. Tom checked the time on his phone. It was nearly 6 o'clock. Home was only a couple of minutes' walk away, but he really needed to go to the bathroom. The school was almost deserted. Even Harvey, the cleaner, had packed up by now. Bang! A loud noise echoed from somewhere outside the bathroom. What was that? Asked Tom. Then Tom heard a clang as a wire gate slammed shut and a lock was bolted. Tom raced out of the cubicle.
Oh, no.
The wooden outer door was shut tight. Tom tugged on the handle. Nothing moved. He yanked harder.
Harvey, open the door. I'm locked in here,
yelled Tom. Not a sound came back. For a second, Tom couldn't believe it. He was trapped. Chapter 3. No ship to signal. A long time passed, and still no one heard Tom. His fists ached from banging on the door. His throat hurt from yelling for help. But no one came. Then he remembered the phone. He snatched his mobile out of his pack. Then he saw the blank screen. Oh, no. The battery couldn't be flat already. Tom looked up to see his worried face in the mirror. He almost laughed. Here he was, trapped with a giant mirror. Only one problem. There weren't many passing ships around to see a signal. Tom sagged down the wall onto the cold floor. He knew everyone would be worried that he hadn't come home. They'd come looking for him, wouldn't they? Chapter 4. Bathroom Blues. Tom tugged the zip on his pack shut again. He didn't know why he kept looking. There was still nothing to eat inside. He stood up and stretched his legs. Why didn't someone come? Didn't anyone miss him yet? A row of windows ran along the top wall behind the cubicles. Tom gulped when he saw how dark it was getting outside. Suddenly, Tom heard music somewhere nearby. He ran into a cubicle, clambered up onto the closed toilet seat, and peered out. Across the playground, he could see the school hall. Lights shone out through the windows. Inside, a dance class had begun. Tom banged hard on the glass, but the music was too loud. No one could hear him. He'd have to wait until the class finished. Finally, the music stopped. Bang, bang, bang! Tom smashed his fists hard against the glass. Over in the hall, no one even looked up. Bang, bang, bang. Still, no one heard. Great, thought Tom. I know how to flash a passing ship with a mirror. I know how to send an SOS. But I can't get rescued from the school bathroom. Unless... No, that'd never work, would it? Chapter 5 SOS Tom climbed down and raced to the light switch. He turned it off and waited. Then he flicked it on and off. Next, he flicked the switch on and off 3 times, more slowly. Then again, 3 times faster. Then he started again. He lost count after his 10th SOS. Suddenly, what was that noise? Was that the wire gate slamming open? Yes, Tom could hear footsteps running towards the door.
I'm in here,
he yelled. A key turned in the lock and the door flew open. Harvey smiled at Tom.
Just as well we saw your SOS. You could have been trapped in here all night instead of just a couple of hours.
Tom shook his head. A couple of hours? It felt like all night. But Tom smiled back at Harvey. At least he wasn't trapped anymore.